Audio Sorceress presents the unabridged recording of The Wheel of Eight Fears of Entrepreneurs, a practical guide to recognize and overcome fear of entrepreneurship. Written by Celia Sunitz. Narrated by Paige Reisenfeld. Entry Door. Let's start by accepting and highlighting three basic, concrete, and absolutely undeniable premises. 1. Everyone, without exception, has felt fear at some point in the past. 2. Everyone, without exception, continues to feel fear, often and on many occasions in the present. 3. Everyone, without exception, will continue to feel fear in the future. All human beings, in fact, all living beings, feel fear. Despite being such a universal, basic, and essential emotion, fear has an undeserved bad reputation. Historically and culturally, we have been taught that feeling fear is a sign of weakness. Through our socialization processes, we've been told that only cowards experience fear, that the brave never feel it. Consequently, we've learned to feel bad and even guilty when confronted with fear. We learn to hide it, to conceal it because we don't want to risk public scrutiny. And this is a big mistake because, contrary to what many think and say, feeling fear is positive, prudent, and beneficial. Fear is absolutely necessary. Repeat after me. Fear is absolutely necessary. I don't want you to get the wrong idea that I believe we should all live in a constant state of fear or that it's healthy to live in fear. Fear is an emotion that naturally occurs in all of us at some point, but it can occur infrequently, and it can appear in very short, temporary episodes. In fact, that's usually how it is. When it settles in us with high intensity or as a permanent state, it becomes a condition that requires professional treatment. The issue is not feeling fear. As I mentioned earlier, I insist now that feeling fear at times is beneficial and can even ensure survival since it can serve as an alert signal, preventing us from making wrong and risky decisions that could endanger us. The problem starts when that fear paralyzes us and becomes an impediment to moving forward. The setback arises when we don't understand that fear and, consequently, don't know how to confront it. We must welcome fear. When it arrives, we need to identify it and, above all, understand it so we can tackle it, control it, master it, and overcome it if possible, or learn to coexist with it if it cannot be defeated. Important note. The fear we will discuss in this book refers to those more temporary episodes, which are normal and can be controlled without professional help using certain strategies. If, after listening to this book, you understand that the fears you experience are more permanent in nature, very intense, or very difficult to identify or control, I invite you to contact a specialized psychotherapist who can assist you properly. This book does not intend to replace the help of clinical psychology or psychiatry professionals who can provide specialized support if needed. Let's return to the topic at hand. Fear. Specifically, the fear of entrepreneurship or the fear faced by entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, as human beings, also experience fear. Many fears. Fears that are very specific and even intrinsic to the nature of entrepreneurship itself. We feel fear even before deciding to embark on entrepreneurship. We feel fear along the way. We may even fear when deciding to end or close our business. No entrepreneur can claim to have traversed the path of entrepreneurship without experiencing fear at some point in the journey. As an entrepreneur, you may think you're alone in this journey. You may believe that only you can navigate these bewildering fears. Maybe when you assess other entrepreneurs, you get the impression that they don't have the same fears you face. Let me give you some news. Even those entrepreneurs who appear more confident and whom you can't imagine being afraid have felt fear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?